Okay, we begin, Be'ezus Hashem, Perek Kol Gagos, important Perek. From what I recall, there's a fair amount of Halach Lamais which emanates from this Perek. And we are back into Halachas of Eruv Chatzeiros. And we mentioned several times that the Takana Shleim of Eruv Chatzeiros was if you have a exclusive domain, an exclusive residence, a bayis, and someone else has an exclusive residence. And so Takana Shleima was, number one, you're not allowed to be mitzi from your bayis into a communal chatzar, even though the whole area is considered to be midiraisa roshus ha-yachid, and there's no issue whatsoever from going from one yachid to another yachid. Nevertheless, the Takana was to ask to going from my exclusive residence into a communal residence, because being that the chatzar has some type of din of being somewhat rabim in nature, so therefore the takana was, unless you are ma'ariv all of the dayarim that they're living together, it's also to do so. And so too, you cannot even go from your rishus hayachid to another rishus hayachid. You may not do so. Now, in this perek, at least in this sugya, we're going to be discussing what about areas which are not areas which are exclusive places of dira. It's a place which I use. It's a gag. It's a chatzar. It's a karfeif. It belongs solely to me. But to the extent that this is not a place which is miyuchad ladira, so we're going to see that the takana does not necessarily apply. So says the Mishnah, kol gades ho'ir rishus achas. All the rooftops in the city are considered to be one rishus. So they're all considered to be one rishus. What does that mean? Let's see Rashi. Kol gages ho'ir rishus achas va'af al pi shadiyur nechalukin lamata l'shnei b'nei adam. So Reuven's living in one roof, in one building, with its rooftop, and Shimon in the other. Nevertheless, being that they're not constantly living there, so there's no real din of chilak rishus. So therefore, midiraisa to rishus hayachid, this rooftop, this is a rishus hayachid. Even though Reuven owns this building, Shimon owns this one, this house, nevertheless, you're allowed to be metaltal from one to the other. The takana of Eruv Chatzeiros was not said when it comes to a place which is not miyuchad letashmish tadir.
The houses are connected?
So that's the thing Gemara is going to get into. The Gemara is going to get into it. Are they always speaking about, well, literally, divided, the houses are touching one another, or there is some type of a gap between the two. So, and we said, this is providing that one rooftop is not 10 high or low than the other. And we'll see why. So that is the opinion of Rabbi Meir, v'chachamim meimrim, kol echad v'echad v'shus b'vnei atzmai. No, we don't do this. We say that the obligation of Eruv Chatzeiros extends to the rooftop, says Rashi, v'im lo'ir v'udiyurin shlamata asa l'tatl mizeh l'zeh even l'mala. So the chachamim understand that the takana of Eruv Chatzeiros extends and applies to the rooftops also. Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Shimon is the most makel. And this is how we pass him. Shimon says, Echad Gagis, Ve'echad Chatzeiros, Ve'echad Kartifais, Rishus Achasheim, it's all considered to be the same. Meaning not only do we say rooftops have this din, but even Chatzeiros. And Chatzeiros is certainly a place of Shimush. We saw before, Mashenis and the Mashenim, Rayuv Tashmishan B'chatzer, certainly a place where they use it a lot. Nevertheless, it's not Miyuchid Ladira, like a bias is. And therefore, we will include a Chatzer with a Gag, with a Karfif. All of these things are considered to be Rishus Achas Hein. They're all considered to be the same Rishus. And the Takana of Eruv Chatzeiros does not extend bein gag legag, bein gag lechatzer, lekarfif, and so on. It is all the same. We'll see Rashi in a second. Now this next line is really going back not only on Reb Shimon, but also on Rabbi Meir. So this kula that we're saying, if you're going from one gag to another gag, according to Rabbi Meir, or one gag according to a chatzer, according to Reb Shimon, this is all only... This is lekelin sheshavsu l'seichan. So in other words, let's say if I have a bowl, Reuven has got a bowl on his roof, and he wants to go ahead and chuck the bowl to Shimon, on top of Shimon's roof. According to Rabbi Meir, that's fine, because kol gagis yerushas achas hein, they're all considered to be one rishus, no problem. According to Rabbi Meir, if there is a gag, and it borders a chotzer, according to Rabbi Meir, you wouldn't be able to do that. It's only gagis. Rabbi Shimon is meikel to say, gagis, chatziris, and kafifas, they're all the same. They all have this kula, and you can do from one to the other, because the point is that these are not places which are exclusive for dira, and therefore the takana does not extend to be metalfa from one to the other. You can, no problem. But this is all providing that the item was shavus outside in the gag, in the chatzar, in the karfif, when Shabbos came in. When Shabbos came in, and we mentioned before throughout the Masechta, times that were chayshish, that maybe money, the chatzar, or the money, the bayis, really the kelim which you found in the chatzar originated in the bayis when Shabbos came in, and now it could be that the kelim which you find in the chatzar really was shaykh to the bayis when Shabbos came in, and therefore you're not allowed to take it from place to place. So providing that it is a kelim which originated in the gag, according to Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Shimon, or the chatzar or the karfif, according to Rabbi Shimon, then you can be metalfel bein zeh lezeh. Let's see a couple of these Rashi's. Rashi says Rabbi Shimon meikel mikulam. He's the most meikel. V'yomar, and he says chatzeres v'gagas v'karfifas she'inan yoyis mi'beis asayim. Obviously, we know we have this restriction by karfifas. If it's bigger than a beis asayim, it's better than karmelis. But assuming that it's not hoyel v'chulam ein tashmishan miyuchad v'tadir. I'm not using it exclusively. I'm not using it constantly. Therefore, Rishus Achas Hayinu Metaltim Izel Azav Filu Mechatzah Shal Rabim Lechatzah Shal Rabim B'loy Eruv V'les Tleder of Shimon Eruvi Chatzeres Elamishim Heter Kli Habayis. It's only necessary for things which were in the bias. In the bias specifically. L'kenim Sheshavsu B'Sechon K'enim Sheshavsu B'Echad Mehen Meitzine Son Mizel Azav Aval L'kenim Sheshavsu B'Sech Habayis Vivim lachatzeiran al yedei shi irvu bnei chatzer oscillatesim mechatzeirai lachatzeheres im loy erbu beis chatzeres yachad. Fine, so you're not allowed to take from the bias unless you are ma'ar the chatzeres. But if it originated in the chatzer, you can take it from one to the other. So, I mean, obviously we'll see the sugya, but just to throw out maybe possibly a practical seer at this stage, at least what we might consider, is let's say if you have we would have to see. We don't necessarily have flat rooftops nowadays that we would kind of be mishtamish on our gag and so on. What we have more is gardens. So let's say a front garden or a back garden, assuming that the gardens are muk of mechitzas and midiraisa there or shusayachid, this might be a discussion. Is this analogous to our case of kol gagos? Is a gina something different? Is a gina really an extension of a bayis? In which case it would have the obligations of Eruv Chatzeres, or is a gira like a chatzer, like a gag, in which case you could take, I could tell my neighbor, chuck the ball over, and you could play a game with your neighbor over the fence, even though you weren't ma'ariv together, because we will treat it like a gag. We'll have to see exactly what a gina is considered to be like. Yeah, they have to have been Ben Ashmashes in the gag, in the chatz, and so on. Ya zog bi gemar Yosef Abaye bar Avin v'Rebchina bar Avin v'Yosef Abaye gabayu and the Yosef v'Kamri. So the sons of Avin were sitting and they said, "Bishlam Rabbanan Sarei Kishem Shadir Nechalukin Lamata Kach Tiyur Nechalukin Lamala." We don't say this distinction between the batim and the gag to the extent that there is a private reshus lamata. It has implications lamala, and therefore the Eruv Chatzeres obligation applies both Lamata and Lamala. So the Rabbanan is simple. Ella, Ella Rabbi Meir, Mike is sover. What's Pshat in Rabbi Meir? He makes a distinction between rooftops, which are within 10 tefachim of each other, and ones which are farther than 10 tefachim of each other. So Iksav, Kshim Shadirin, Chalukin Lamata, Kachdirin, Chalukin Lamala, like the Rabbanan, Amai Rosh Hashach Hasein, then obviously Shita doesn't make any sense. He should say, like the Rabbanan. The Iksav, Ein Chalukin, the chol lamal miyud rishus achas he, anything which is above 10, it's considered to be a rishus. It's all the same Rishos, all the Gagas are the same. So Afilu Gag Gavaya Sara Vanamach Asara Nami. Meaning, so one rooftop is 30 amas high, one rooftop is 40 amas high. You know, why do we say that? Maybe we make a distinction between if it's 10 tefachim higher than the other. Shouldn't make any difference. So this was the question which the sons of Oven, Abaye bar Oven and Chanina bar Oven had. So Amalu Abaye, Le Shmiel Lechu, Hada Amar Rabbi Yitzchak bar Dimi, Omer Haya Rabbi Meir. Whenever you have two rishuyos, even though they are technically the same rishus, you've got a pillar situated in rishus yachid. The pillar has the dimensions of the rishus yachid. It's inside, let's say, a garden, which is a rishus yachid. So if you have this amud rishus yachid, gevay asar v'rach of dalad, aser lekatif alav. We say you're not allowed to take from the garden to this pillar. Gzeira mishum tail b'rishus harabim. And the reason why we answer that is because then you're going to come to matter taking from a tail in a rishus harabim. If you've got a rishus harabim, then you've got a section where there's a mound, and the mound has the dimensions of a rishus hayachid. You're going to go ahead and treat, you're going to go ahead and treat the whole thing like rishus harabim, and really the tail is rishus hayachid. If you move it 1 inch from the tail to off the tail, you're taking it from yachid to rabim. So that's the reason why over here, once you have something which has got a difference of 10 tvachim from one another, then we'll already get nervous, hachanami, we'll say over here, gzira mishum tel bishus arabim. So over here, if you have one rooftop which is 10 tvachim higher than the other, then we already start, that already conjures up this concern of, yes, you're right, they are technically the same type of object, the same type of rishus, but nevertheless, we are concerned about the tel b'rishus harabim gezeira, and we will invoke that gezeira over here. So let's try and understand this, get this a little bit clearer. Let's see a couple of Rashi's first. So Rashi says, let's see, Rashi, also the katif alav, mina chotzer, v'avu b'ish rishus chotzer oila ad rukir. So I've got my chotzer, and I've got a omud inside the chotzer. The whole thing is rishus hayachid. I'm not allowed to take from the chotzer to the omud, from the omud to the chotzer. Why? Gezeir mishum tel gava yud, b'shus harabim, d'havi rishus hayachid, d'leleisi l'ktufei alei. Because there, you really have a problem. The tail is a rishus hayachid, and if I take from the rishus harabim and I just put it down for a second, I've gone from rabim to yachid, or from yachid to rabim. So that is a real problem. So too, and it seems like quite a chomer gezeira. I mean, imagine the implications of that. We're saying if you've got a chotzer and you've got a pillar in your chotzer, the whole thing is a rishus hayachid. You've got an enclosed garden, enclosed yard, and we're saying I can't take something. I'm walking in my garden, carrying something. I can't place it down on an omud 10 tvachim high. It's all part of the rishus hayachid, and that would be quite restricting. I mean, you know, what are the halachic parameters of that din? So Gemara is going to tell us in a minute that exactly when we say this, when we don't say that. But if we would say it in all cases, that would mean you have to be very careful when you're walking in your garden, what you put something down on. But if that object has the dimensions of rishus hayachid, you're already shayach to this gezeira of tail rishus harabim and so on. It's interesting. Tezis just points out over here. Tezis says gezeira mishum tel rishus harabim afal gav de kaimalon karibi meir b'gezeirosav. Afilu b'makim rabim. Right, the Gemara over there in Ksubas discusses, and if you recall, when we had the sugya before, where we were discussing the standard protocol in Psak Halacha between the classical Shitas Tanoim, we said Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Yehuda, Alach Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yosi, Alach Rabbi Yosi. The Kol Shekein Keneged Rabbi Meir, and we had a Shaila, Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Shimon Mahu, and we ended off with a Teiku, and we have over here Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Shimon arguing, and we quoted sources which said that we paskin like Rabbi Shimon because we never paskin like Rabbi Meir. Why don't we paskin like Rabbi Meir? Because the Gemara says that the Chachamim were layardu l'seif daitish or Rabbi Meir. I mean, Rabbi Meir was able to, you know, to say something which is tami is tahar and so on, and we don't usually paskin like Rabbi Meir. It's usually what we say. Nevertheless, the Gemara says by the gzeiros of Rabbi Meir, we paskin like it, like those gzeiros. It says Tosis, even though we paskin like his gzeiros, like we say in Afalpi, Gabi, Masha Adam es Yishtei Shtayim Vesholoshanim Leksuba Hacha Eimarid Ein Alachik Rabbi Meir. We're not going to paskin like Rabbi Meir in this particular gzeiro of gzeiros Mishuntel Beshus Harabim, which would already be the answer to our question why we don't need to be so mindful. That would be really, I mean, what the Gemara is going to say in a minute is that the times that we say this is any time when you have an object which is fixed and permanent in your chatzah. It's not really movable. But still, that can still be quite limiting and restrictive in your back garden. If you have something which has the dimensions of a shusha yachad, you can't take and walk and place it down. There's a says, the Rish says, Ein alach l'karibi meyer, the paskin and l'kaman alach k'rib shimen, the amar akula and rishus achas hein, and so on. So, practically speaking, it's not so limiting, but again, according to Rabbi Meir, in Rabbi Meir's back garden, one had to be very careful. So we're saying over here, what is the reason of Rabbi Meir, why he says that if you have one roof, which is more than 10 above the other, then all of a sudden it's a problem? And that we're saying, it's based on Rabbi Yitzchak Bar Avdivi's din. So Salamina, they thought to say, even movable items in the garden will be shaykh to this din. This is what Mar Rabba told us. It was only by an amud and by a millstone. Similar to tell, just like a tell, it's a mound, but it's obviously part of the land. It's fixed. So to the extent that we're making a gzera out of the case of tell, it's got to be something which has some type of permanence. And that includes the amud and the amas amayim and the amas rechayim. Yeah. So it's quite amazing. And unfortunately, we don't, basket like that would be quite restrictive. Fine. So Al Kabarim, that is the Hezber, says Abaya, of Rabbi Meir in the Mishnah. Fragbi Gemara v'harei koisel shebein shtei chatzeros de kavua v'amar Rabbi Yehuda keshetim salim aledib Rabbi Meir gagin rishus la'atzman chatzeros rishus la'atzman tarfifis rishus la'atzman. Meaning, just like Rabbi Meir said, kol gaga yisoir rishus achas. So presumably he's saying, well, the rooftops are considered to be one rishus, or the chatzeros are one rishus, or the kafifas are one rishus. Not like in Shimon that he says the gagas, chatzeros, kafifas all together are one, but at least Rabbi Meir would say the gagas are considered as one, the chatzeros are as one, and the kafifas as one. Now, if you see the chatzeros, all the chatzeros are considered like one, that means I've got my ball in my chatzer. My neighbor has a ball, is in his chatzar, is a wall between the two. I'm able to throw the ball from my chatzar to my neighbor's chatzar, according to what we're saying. So, again, Amr Biyudah, Kishvim Salim, Ledev Rebbe Meir, just like the Gagin, Arishus Latzman, Chatzar, Arishus Latzman, Karfifus, Arishus Latzman, my love, to Shari Litzaltule, Derech Kaisel. So, if we say the chatzaris are one big Rishus, and usually there's a wall between the two, and we're still saying that they are one big rishus, so how am I getting my item to my neighbor's chatzer? Presumably, I'm doing it derech koisel. The koisel is something which is fixed and permanent, in which case we should say, hey, what about this gezeira? Oh, you're not allowed to place something from slightly dissimilar sections within a rishus yachad, gezeira mishum tel b'shus harabim. Why don't we say that? My love, the story let's tell you derech kaisel. I'm refunded by you. The mashish is loy lahaknis ulahaitzi derech psachim. I mean, we will have to say according to this that when Rabbi Meir said that all the chatzeris are rishus la'atzman, which means you can take an item according to Rabbi Meir from one chatzer and give it to the other chatzer, even though they were not ma'ariv together, providing they were shavis in the chatzar on Shabbos, before Shabbos, it's not to place it on the wall and then have your neighbor take it from the wall, but rather it is to go through some type of a Pesach. But in a Hanami, Luyitzu, you would place it on the wall, that would be a problem, that would be this Gzeir Mishum Tel B'Shus HaRabim. Tosfos points out and says we could have given another perhaps simpler answer instead of saying that there's gaping holes in between one chatz and the next. Tosfos says Avimatzi lemeimar kisheina kisal rochav arba, doesn't have the dimensions of four, and then you could place it on the wall and so on. Fine. I'll go on where we hold him. We have said, according to Rabbi Meir, if the takana of Eruv Chatzeris does not extend between two dissimilar rooftops, one owned by Reuven, one owned by Shimon, you don't need to be ma'ariv together, as providing that the keli was shavas al gabe hagag, you can take it from one to the other. The reason is because there's no distinct dira in such a case, lamala. the one tanai is that you shouldn't have a distance of 10 tefachim one above the other. Fine. The chachamim omrim kol echad ve'echad ushus b'vnei atzmi. Good. Itzmar. Now we're gonna now have an interesting machlokes Rav and Shmuel within the shita of the chachamim. And as we know, usually when the amorayim have a shakla v'tarya within a particular shita, usually that is significant. And often it shows that's how we paskin. So, Tezis immediately points out over here, I mean, we haven't seen the Gemara yet, but if you look at the Tezis, Rav, Amar, Ein Metal, Nabi Yaladah, with Avul Gav, the Rav, Shmuel, Paskin, the Kaman, Kiribi, Shimon, Hach, Ali, Bidir, Abon, and Pligi, Vali, Savri, Lehu. Tezis has two Malchim. Either they're just doing it to explain the Rabbanan, or Tezis goes on to say that from analyzing the Rabbanan, there will be a Nafkimina even within Rav Shimon, which is often what the Rishonim say. Very often when the Gemara says, my time of the bid to Beis Shammai, we have a whole shackle of the time of Beis Shammai, and they say, why do we need to know the time of Beis Shammai? Because ultimately that helps us to understand Beis Hillel. So, Itmar. Within the Chachamim say, you cannot be metaltal. Itmar. Rav Omar, a metaltan boy, Ella, but Daladamas. You can only be metaltal. Daladamas. Let's take a look at Rashi over here. Three lines down in the middle-sized lines. Rav Amar Eid Metalton L'Rabbanan Begag Asam Chachamir Elo B'dal Namas Dekeven D'Rabbanan Kolechad Rishus La'atzmei Vehein Prutzin Zelozeh Oisrin Zelzeh Dehavli Rishus Prutza B'Melua L'Makam Ha'aster La. This is going to come up a lot. And this comes up a lot. The reason why Rav says in the Chachamim, the reason why you're only allowed to be metaltal dal damas on your gag is because it's parutz bimiluya lemakim ha'asala. You've got your neighbor's gag, and that's, I have a simple case now where the rooftops are connected. It's a terraced property and so on. So I'm not allowed to carry on my rooftop because it's parutz bimiluya to a place which is asur, and therefore I am restricted, and therefore says Rav, Ein metalton boy, ella b'dal namas. That is. Say again. Well, what is your case of a regular chatzar? Oh, for sure, definitely, 100%. Good. Shmuel amar mutal l'taltal b'kulay. Shmuel says no, you can be metaltal in the whole thing. Says Rashi. Let's just see one Rashi over here. Mutal l'taltal b'kulay shemachitzus hamavdilois lamata. Hamavdilais lemato bein hadiyurin amrinin behu good askinu lemala viafridu beinehen. So Shmuel says, no, you can be metal from the whole rooftop because I'm going to say good asik. And now we're going to get into this discussion of whether or not they're attached, they're not attached, and so on. So that is the machlekes. Rav says only down. Now Shmuel says the whole thing. Says the Gemara, b'mechitzas hanikarais, if the mechitzas are distinct. The kuliyamalei pliyi. And what does it mean if the mechitzas are distinct? It doesn't mean there are mechitzas above the roof. It just means that there is a gap between the buildings that you can look down and see the mechitzas. That's what it means. So if the mechitzas are distinct, the mechitzas are nikares, the kuliyamalei pliyi. Ki pliyi be mechitzas she'enon nikares. Mechitzas is if they are not nikar. Meaning it's just one big blob, it's one building, it's stuck together. There are diurin milamata. I've got the left side of the building, he's got the right side of the building, and there is no mechitzas and ikaris, and that is machlekes. So, Rav Amar Ein Metalton Boy Alabadalad, Alabadalamis, Loyamin and Gudasik Mechitzta. You cannot say Gudasik in such a case when there are no mechitzas and ikaris. Shmuel Amar Mutalatal Bekuloi Darmin Gudasik Mechitzta. You still say Gudasik even though There are no mechitzas nikaris. Rashi says, second to last line, ki pligi b'she'ein mechitzas nikaris shehagagin mechubarin yachad u'mechasin hamechitzes shebein hadiyurim. It covers over any mechitzas. So even though in this internal walls, whatever, between the two, there is nothing which is nikar. There's an important line in Tesis which has practical halachic ramifications. If you look at the bottom Tesis, Tesis says, "B'mechitzas she'ein nikaris, kishabatim mechubarin, de'ein mechitzas habatim nikaris, kidepesh b'kunchus v'nira, v'huadin imagag boilet chutz lemechitzas habayis, de'chashiv nami mechitzas she'ein nikaris." So this is very, very relevant. You've got a house, and there's mechitzas nikaris, but you've got a gag, even if it's a flat roof, but it extends over the walls, but you're not able to kind of see the mechitzas anymore. We also will not say, good asik, in such a case, there is a discussion as to how far jutting out does it have to jut out for us to say, you can no longer say good asik. There are opinions which say even a mashu. There are opinions which say dalat fachim. I think maybe it's Magen Avraham who says Dalat Fachim, but there's many opinions who say even less than Dalat Fachim. I think they say it's Mestabah, they say it's not literally a Mashu, because he actually Tzamtzim, but some say even a Tefach, even a Chatzi Tefach. So whenever you have some type of a roof, and certainly with our roofs where it kind of goes over, then that would invalidate any potential good asik if it would be necessary.
Can I just add, by mechitzah she'en in the curse, so you're saying you cannot see this mechitzah here.
Yeah.
So the two houses are together, one roof. Why don't these four mechitzahs?
Well, because we need to have the two mechitzas. We need to have this area, lamala, distinct from this. The only way to do that is having the roof in between. Having not the roof, the wall in between, excuse me. So again, gibli gibli mechitzah she'en in the curse. Rav ma'in in b'taltim bay ala dalad. We said in the Mishnah, "Kol echad echad rishus la'atmoi." We said in the Chachamim, the gagos are a rishus la'atmoi, meaning you're not allowed to be metaltal from one roof to the other roof. Say the Chachamim. Says Rashi, "Kusal kedaitach kol echad yetaltal begagoi." Okay, each roof is a reshus la'atzmi, but chach, I can be metaltal in my own roof as much as I want. So Bishlam el Shmuel says, you can be metaltal in the whole roof because you say good asik nicho. El Rav, who says, down namas kasho. So Amri be Rav, Mishmei de Rav. No. Shlo yitaltal beiz amas begagze u beiz amas begagze. When the Chachamim said that kol echad reshus la'atzmi, Avad means that you're not allowed to be metaltal for amos in the roof. But you know the other chumra which it's coming to teach is that every gag is a reshus la'atzmai, and not only are you limited. Sorry, two roofs. Yeah, not only are you limited that you cannot be metaltal down amos over here. In your gag, you cannot even do two amas and two amas, right? From the adjacent rooftop. That's what it's coming to say. Kol echad rishus la'atzmai. Each one is a separate rishus, and you are limited to dal amas, and make sure your dal amas is within your specific gag. That is what it's coming to teach. So again, the Mishnah said that the Chacham disagreed with the Lashon. The Chachamim say, "Kol echad echad rishus b'fnei atzmoi." The gags are considered to be separate rishuyos. So Shmuel thought he has got a raya from that. At least the chol apachas I can be metaltal on my gag as much as I want. Says Rav, no. Number one, you can only be metaltal dal damas. So what does the Mishnah mean when it says every gag is rishus la'atzmoi? It means to say that don't think you can be mashlim your dal damas on the adjacent roof.
You shouldn't be able to move one
arm
across the border.
Not even one arm, correct? That's what he's coming to say. That's exactly what he's coming to say. He's coming to say that don't think that you have a raya from the Lashon HaMishnah that every gag is a reshus la'atzmi, but at least you can be metaltal on the entire roof, which is what you, Shmuel, want to say. No. That's not really the dogesh of the Lashon of the Mishnah. The Mishnah is saying every roof is separate, and you cannot be mashlim even a mashul on the adjacent roof. Right? Not even one amma, not even half an amma. That's exactly what he's coming to say. Good. So we don't have a right either way. Frag bi gemara v'ha amr v'lazer ki avinam v'bavel. When I was in Bavel, havi arina be rav, ishmei the rav, amri in matatam b'yala b'dalad amas. That's a rav said. V'hani the b'ishmol tanu, and the b'ishmol, they had a brisa, and the brisa said, ein lahen ela gagon, they only have their roof. So my ein lahen ela gagon lav de shoy letaltule bekule. Again, isn't the pashtus of that brisa implying that at least they have the right to be metaltal as much as they want on their rooftop? To which the Gemara says, I'm not impressed by your question. You're asking me a very similar question to which you just asked from a Mishnah, from a brisa. Well, mi alima mi masnisin. Do kibna shle yitaltal shte amas begag zeh, shte amas begag zeh, hachanami beiz amas begag zeh, beiz amas begag zeh. You have a very similar lush in the brisa. It is no more compelling than what you tried to prove from the Mishnah. And just like in the Mishnah I said, that when we say each of the gag is a rishus la'atzmai, it means don't take a little bit from here and a little bit from here. So it's also the exact same thing in the brisa. The brisa which says, amen ela gagon, it means the same thing. Stay on your own side of the roof. Right, keep out of my roof. So that is not a kasha. Good. Omer Yosef. As we have seen many times. For some reason it seems that we've had this more times in Erevin than other Masechtas. So many times we've had this. Omer Yosef. Lo yishmi ali hashmaitza. I never heard this before in my life. I never heard this before. Rashi says, De Shmuel, the name of Gudasik, b'mechitzas, kihani, she'ein nikars. I never heard this memer of Shmuel, that we will say good asik, even if the mechitzas are not mikaris. So, Amri Abaya, what do you mean? At Amris Nahalon, you taught it to us, you said it to us. V'aha Amris Nahalon, and you said it on the following statement. You said it on this. What does it say? Let's just bring up a couple of pictures. Here we go. Yeah, there we go. Okay, we have like this. You said it on the following. Gag gadol hasamach lekatan. You have a big roof which is adjacent to a small roof. Gag gadol hasamach lekatan. The din is hagadol mutter v'hakatan aser. The diagram we have basically is one like this. One like this. You've got a large roof and you've got a small roof. And as we've seen many times, the problem with the smaller roof is that it's parutz b'miluyay, so the large roof. The large roof is not parutz b'miluyay because it's got these gifufim, these sections which hang on either side. But as we've seen, often the small roof is the one which is going to suffer the problems. So, what does it say? Gag gadol hasamach lekatan, hagadol mutter v'hakatan aser. That is what it says. The amris lon alah. And you said on this, Rav Yehuda Shmuel, you told us the name of Shmuel, Leishano, Elisha Yesh Diurin Alze, V'Diurin Alze, to have your law, Hada Katan Mechitza Nidreses. If people are living on the roof, going up on the roof, accessing the roof, and so on, that is when we say the cotton is stuck. Why is the cotton stuck? Because the Mechitza, which borders the big one and the small one, is now nidras. It's being trampled on, meaning to the extent that people are in theory I'm supposed to have a halachic mechitza over here between the two roofs. But to the extent that people are on top of the roof and they're walking back and forth, so they are basically being mevatel, the mechitza. It's nidras. So you told us, b'shem Shmuel, Leishanu Elashish Diran Alzevidun Alzeda Havila Hodakata Mechitza Nidresis. We'll see Rash in a second. Aval Ain Diran Alzev Alze Shnein Mutarin. If there's no one there's no diurin, then both of them are mutter. So let's already examine that statement. If there's no diurin, so we'll come back to the previous Rash in a minute, but No one's on this roof. No one's usually frequents this roof. So then you said that both gagas are mutter. Now, how can both gagas be mutter? I mean, the mechitza is not nicker, right? The gag is samach, it borders. The gag katan borders the gag gadol. And you said, b'shem Shmuel, that when does this Mishnah say that the gag gadol is mutter and the gag katan is aser? Only if the people are living on top and therefore they're walking over and they're somehow being mevatel the mechitza. But if people don't frequent the rooftop, then both sections are mutter. Why both sections mutter? But there's no mechitzas nikaris. Elamai, you, Rabbi Yosef, said, b'shem Shmuel, that even if there are no mechitzas nikaris, it's still okay. So why are you saying you never heard this before? Let's see a couple of Rashis. Let's see Rashi, 5-6 lines down. Gag gadol, samach lekatan, gadol oidif alav lekan or lekan. It's got the gifufim. The gadol is mutter letalto boy. Even according to Rav, the hamechitza shel mata sheyeshnan ba'oit for lekan lekan, mechitzas anikaris hein. Even according to Rav, in the chachamim, but in this case, because you have sections which hang over on either side, which are nicker, that is enough, and that will cause us to be able to say gudastik all the way across the islu gifufei. And so on. V'hach pirtza shekeneged hakatan pischa havei legadol. And the fact that there is a section, the perpendicular section, which meets the gadol with the katan, that is merely a pesach for the gadol. V'ein katan eisur alav de'avi kishtei chatzei reisur pesach b'neim. No problem. Avol katan asur dili didei havei miluyoy. V'lav pischahu. V'asri alav b'nei gadol. So the gadol, the chatzei gadol will ask the katan. Now, you came along and you said the shame of Yidam Ashmur. This is Dafkashish Diurin Alzevi Alzeh, Sha'ivrim Kol Shom Yzelazeh. People are constantly walking over. Hilkach Lakalamema Gudasik, Bimachitza Tachtaina, Shebeinayem Ibnesh Nidrasisi. Meaning, if practically people are walking over this area, you cannot view it that there is a Machitza. Avil Ein Ben Diurin, this is what we need to focus on. Amrinin Bo Gudasik. Mutter af hakatan alma af b'mechitza she'edani keres isla lishmo gudasik. The ilav de mechubarin ein dris mizeh. I mean, it's got to be that they're mechubar, because otherwise they're not going to be treading from one to the other, not hopping across rooftops, risking their life. So clearly the roofs are attached. And you said, b'shem Shmuel, that as long as people are not walking back and forth, we can say gudasik. So you see that we say gudasik even by mechitzas which are not nicker. That is what Abaye told his Rebbe, Rabbi Yosef. So, Amar Lei, Rabbi Yosef said, Ano hachi amri l'chu. This is what I told you. I said, Leishanu elajiesh mechitza alzeh u mechitza alzeh. I said that the only time it's mutter is if you've got mechitzas around the whole perimeter of the two gagas. So you've got mechitza, you've got a mechitza going all the way around the whole thing. That is when I said, it is mutter. That's what I said. I wasn't discussing the urine. Ano, hachayam l'cholishan oshish mechitza alzeh, the godly mystery b'gifufei. So the larger one is permitted because the sections on either side are the gifufim. And that is that's what matters it. The katan nifritz b'miluyoy. Avol ein mechitza loyalzeh v'loyalzeh shneim asurin. But if there is no mechitza, then I said shneim asurin. Says Rashi directly across. Avol ein mechitza loylekan v'loylekan shneim asurin. The katan nami osar adodl. The hoyo v'loyhavi gifufi mamish ella al yidei good asik. It's, oh, you really need to come on to good asik. Le'avi gifufi le'shavya pischa le'gabei. The pischa de minka ba'inen. V'chia yavna le'avi inshi. So, I never said quite exactly the way you are describing which I said. And therefore, you don't necessarily have a raya. To which Abaye challenged again and said, v'ha diurin amrislan. You did actually mention diurin clearly when you came to explain this Mishnah. Diurin amrislan, says Rabbi Yosef, I amrilachu diurin. If I did, if I said something like that, the Amri Lachudi, you're in. Hachi Amri Lachu, this is what I said. Leishano Elashiyesh Mechitza Ru'uya Lidira. And so I must have said, that when do we say that the gadol is mutter and the katan is aser, if there's a mechitza, which is a royal adir alze, a mechitza royal adir alze, the gadol a mystery b'kifufe, like once again, the gadol is mutter because it's got the sections which stick out, the katan nifritz b'miluyay, and that's the reason why it's going to be aser. Aval ein mechitza royal adira ala gadol, vein royal adira ala katan, afilu katan shari, lebnei gadol. My time, I came into the Ovid Mechitza, Sluke, Sliki Nafshayu Mehacha. So again, but if there is, Aval Yesh Mechitza Roy Ladira, Al HaGadol, but if there's a Mechitza which is Roy for a Dira, on the Gadol, and it's not Roy Ladira, Al HaKotin, Afilu Kotin Shari Libne Gadol. Meaning, there's only a partial Mechitza on a section, on the section of the Gadol, but not on the section of the Kotin. So then we will say, in such a case, the section of the cotton now becomes permitted to the Bnei Gadol. My time, I came in the lay Ovid Mechitza, Saluki, Saliki Nafshayu Mehacha. Meaning the Bnei Gadol, they made a Mechitza around their section. They've got a Mechitza around their whole area. And the cotton, there's no Mechitza around it. So clearly, the Bnei cotton are showing that they're not interested in being Mishtamish in their rooftop. And therefore they are being mesalik, where Rashi says, two lines down, the big lines, Sluke Saliki Nafshayu Bnei Katan Migagoy V'achlua L'Bnei Gadol. And they have been meichel it, they have given it over to the Bnei Gadol, and so on. And the Gemara says, this is like Kahada Amr of Nachman, Asa Sulam Kavua L'Gagoy. If a person makes a permanent ladder onto his rooftop, let's see Rashi over here. Hutar b'chol hagagin v'afilu l'rabbanan. Even according to the Rabbanan, who say that we say that every gag is a makam which is a reshus cholak la'atzme. The kaven the inu le'ovid sulam sliku nafshayu v'achlinu l'gabei. So if you've got two rooftops, the Rabbanan said that every gag is Zerushus Latzmi, Vezerushus Latzmi. But if one of the parties makes a ladder going up to the roof, and the other one does not make a ladder going up to the roof, so the one who does not make the ladder is showing that he has no interest whatsoever in going up to the roof, and he is being moichalit to the other one, and therefore it's the same thing over here. So Al Kopana we have over here, we are left with this machlekes between Rav and Shmuel as to whether or not you say good asik mechitza in a case where the mechitzas are not in ikaris. Rav says that you do not say it, and Shmuel says that you do say it. Good. Fine. On Rabbiya. Bona aliyah al gabi besei. A person built a little attic on top of his bias. Va'asa lefana daka arba, and he makes a daka arba. What's a daka over here? This is unlike what we saw previously in the Masechta, what a daka means. Rashi says, Bona aliyah, v'hikith kol gage mechitzes l'aliyah. So he envelops, he's makif, the roof with mechitzes, and he makes a daka. Rashi says it means a pesach cotton, pasuach litzad hagagim. He makes an opening, like in this diagram over here. So he's got a little aliyah on top of his roof, and then he's got a pesach katan, which opens in the direction of the rest of the roof. So, bon aliyah al gabei beisei v'asel afanei daka arba, hutter b'chol hadagin kulan. He now becomes mutter to the entire gag. He is mutter now to the entire gag. Rashi says, why hutter b'chulan? The goli daite, the kamachzik behu, the heim loyik pidu lasis kain achlinu legabe. So there is a rooftop. The other neighbors are not going out to the rooftop. I build a little aliyah on top, and I, with an opening facing out into the rest of the gag, which I can access, similar to what we just said before, So then they are mechalat to me. I'm able to be mishtamish with the whole rooftop. And again, here we're going even according to the Rabbanan, who say usually that there is a musik of chiluk diurin, but you have to show at least some type of an interest in using the rooftop. That is a bias din. Amar Rava, pa'amim shadaka le'isr. At times, the daka, the opening, can work against you. Pa'amim shadaka le'isr. Hechidami. Davide lahadi tarbitza debeisa. If you make it, Bahadi tarbitza debeisa, yeah? Meaning, if you make it and it's facing the opposite direction of the roof. Right, the opening is facing the garden. It's facing the back of the property. You're able to look in the Pesach, look down at your garden. So clearly I'm showing that I'm only interested in going up to the roof, not to use the rest of the roof, but just to be able to look over at my garden. Rashi says, Bam Shadakala Isir Vafilu Luribi Meir. The Mashi Kala Dagas Rishus Achas Osurbanis. That's a big chiddush. Meaning we're seeing these dinim. At times we see a daka matters even in the Rabbanan. At times we see a daka will answer even in Rabbi Meir. Says Rashi, the Avdu Lahadi Tarbitza Shepischa or Shepascha Letzad Gina. So he opened it up in the direction of his Gina. Umechitze Shal Tzad Agagin Hiniach Stuma. So he has no way of getting out to the roof. So even if for some reason he's able to get to the roof, he has no right, even according to Rabbi Meir, to be Mishtamish with the keli shoshavas on the rooftop himself.
It's too close to the edge.
Say again?
It's too close. The opening is too close to the edge. If you were to go onto the ledge, there's no way you
could
get to
Well, even not. I mean, this. I don't know if you can see this diagram. Let's say you've got a roof like this. You've got a roof like this, and this is, you know, there's maybe three people live underneath. So we're saying if a person... You know, there's the opening where that little opening is.
Yeah.
If a person, even if he makes it like that, where he could in theory go out to the roof, but to the extent that he's made the opening on that side, it seems quite clear that he's just really interested in, because it's not a door. It's a small little window. So it shows that he's interested in just kind of looking down at his garden. He's not really interested in accessing the rest of the property. That would be also even according to Rabbi Meir. The Amar, because we say, Linturi Tarbitza Hudavida. He has been Mesalik himself in the Gag, and all he's interested in is looking at his garden. Good. So, Al-Kobanim, what have we said so far? We've said so far we have the Shita of Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Shimon, a small machlekes between the two of them. Do we say all the Gages are considered to be one Rishus, or even the Gages, the Chatzeris, and the Kafifes? According to Rabbi Shimon, the Rabbanan said it's considered to be a Rishus. The gag, each gag is a rishus bifnei atzmai. And now we have machlikas Rav and Shmuel. In a situation where you don't have mechitzas nikharis, do we say gudastik or not? According to Rav, we will not say gudastik, and we will say that you only have dalamas. According to Shmuel, even if you do not have mechitzas nikharis, we will still say gudastik. And then we have this last in that we say that even in the Rabbonin, that we say kol gagin, every single gag is separate, but there's a way of my neighbor showing that I'm mistalik myself in the gag, it's all yours. And even in Rabbi Meir, it says all the gagin are considered one, there's a way of me being mistalik myself and showing that I'm not interested, and hence it would be awesome for me to be mistalik on the gag. Good. Boy Rami Bar Chaba, shtei amos begag, v'shtei amos be'amud mahu. Can a person be metalical? Two amis on his rooftop, and then two amis on a amud. Says Rashi, Beis amis begagze, karav sfirulei, the omar gag shebein hagagin ein metalton by elabedalad, the asriah hadadi, maulet haltel mi achas mehen la amud ha'imed birshus arabim, samachlai, gavaya yud, barach of dalad. So I've got my rooftop over here, and I've got my pillar, which is in the Rishus HaRabim, which sticks up. Can I be metalto from my rooftop to this Amud? This was Rami Bracham Shaila. So,
but before we have the Shaila, you're having the Amud in your Rishus Yochin Chotza itself.
Oh.
You said it's been here, it's definitely Rishus.
Okay, good. I mean, yeah, the Gemara is going to ask another question on this. The Gemara says, I'm a rabbi, I can be boyle. What was Rami Bracha Mishayla? Carmelis Varishus Ayachid Kami Boyle? What? I mean, let's think about this. According to Rav, Rav said in the Chachamim, every single gag is considered to be a Rishus B'Fnei Atzmai, and to the extent that every gag is Poritz B'Miluye to the adjacent gag, it's got a din of a Carmelis. Right? It can only be Metalta within Dalet Amos. The Amud has the dimensions of Rishus Ayachid. It's 4 by 10. So if my gag is a Rishus Ayachid because its part has been related to another gag, and there's an Amud, which is a Rishus Ayachid, since when are you allowed to go from a Carmelist to a Rishus Ayachid? It's Asa Midrabon. What's the Shaila? So my Gemi Boile, Carmelist, is what the gag is treated like in Din, and the Amud, Rishus Ayachid, Kami Boile, that doesn't make any sense. Rashi says, Bitzmiya, Kleima Pshita, the Asa, the Hagag, Carmelistu, Kedamar, and Ametal Bayelada, Elabedalad, and the Amud is the Rishus Ayachid. So what was his Shaila? Says the Gemara of Rami Barachama, Agav Churfei Le'in Bo. Because of his Harifas, Rashi says that Rami Barachama Nami Vade Le'i Boy Le'lemi Boy Hachi. It couldn't have been that this what he would have asked, Ala Agav Churfei Mir Bishay Lasse Le'in Bo Yafa. Right? That clearly would not be a Shaila to Rami Barachama. Everyone knows that it's also to be metalta from a Karmelis to Rishus Ayachid. That is the braisa in Masech HaShabbos and Davov. Everyone knows that, so that can't be a shaila. So Elohachi Kami Boyle, this must have, I don't know if it means this was his question, or this must have been what he probably wanted to ask if he would have, you know, said it in a different way. Hachi Kami Boyle, this must have been a shaila. Beis Amis Begag, U Beis Amis Bach Sadro Mahu. What if you have two Amis on a Gag? And two amas on an achsadra. Now we know an achsadra is a place, let's say you've got four columns, four poles, a roof, and there's no mechitzas. It's an area which is an open area. So it's not really a place where people live, the achsadra. So that must have been his shaila. So let's see, beis amas b'achsadra mahu, mi amrinan kevan deloy hai chazi ladira, deloy hai chazi ladira, Chadar Rishu Sehi. Right, neither one is Chazil Adira, so therefore maybe it's considered to be one Rishus, and somehow we're going to have to say that even though a gag and a gag, you can't be a metalta from one to the other, but from the gag to the achsadra you can, we'll have to see. Idil Makev, and the Megag Lagag also, Megag Lachsadra Nami also, right, being that you can't do from a gag to a gag, you cannot do from a gag to the achsadra, says Rashi. Beis v'achi udimi boile beis amos begag shebein agag enu beis amos b'achsadra shol baile macherim al gabi tikra shol achsadra yes mi beis asayim ve'ein la mechitza ve'ein la pi tikra d'neima yerud v'seisim da'avida ki urzila b'shipua. So it's done at a tilt, and therefore it doesn't have the din of Rishus Ayachid. Kegag in shalana v'demina beis in passin da'hash to have you lo nami Carmelis. So it's also like a Carmelis, Mahu, Metal from Izelazel. So we're not going from a Gag to an Omud, which is a Rosh Hashayachid, from a Carmelis to a Rosh Hashayachid. We're going from a Gag to a Carmelis. So do we say, because neither one is a place of Dira, the Achsadra is not a Makim Dira, so therefore, it's considered to be Chadar Rishus. So says Rashi, the FLP, She'enon shal ish echad, still ein behem chiluk Rishus. Zafilu l'rabbonon, it's going to be mutter. V'leidamu l'shnei gagin, it's not like the case of the rooftops. Tahasem ika diyurin l'matza b'shneien. Oh, so Reuben's living down below over here, Shimon's living down below over there, and if you recall, that is what we said in the Rabbanan. We said, Bishlam Rabbanan Savri, Kishim should diurin chalukin lamata, kach diurin chalukin lamala. We kind of view that those who are living down below as if they're living up above. But here that it's an achsadra, we don't say that. So that was the first sad. Or perhaps we'll say it's still similar enough to the case of the Gagin. Yeah, that was the Shaila. That's one shot. Another shot. A boy, Rabbi Barabaya, Beis Amis Begag, Ubeis Amis Bechurva, Mahu. You're carrying two Amis on a gag, and then two Amis on an adjacent Churva. So you have this dilapidated building, which is also not a place of Dira, meaning it could be a place of Dira. We've seen before that a Churva is a dilapidated building. It could be someone might choose to live there, but it's not traditionally a place of Dira. So it could be a Makam Dira, but it's not traditionally used as a Makam Dira. What about that? What would we say about that case? Beis Amos Begag, Beis Amos Bechorva Mao. So Omer of Kahana, Lav Hainu De Rami Bachama. Isn't that pretty much the same Shaila of Rami Bachama? That also it's a place, and Achsadra is not really a place of Dira, and therefore maybe that's going to be more Kal than the case of two Gagais. So it's not really such a different Shaila, your Shaila of Churva. To which he said, Amar Bibi Barabai Vechi Me'achar Asoi V'Neitzoi. You think I'm coming to steal someone else's Shaila and some ask questions? No. There is a reason why I'm asking specifically about a Churva. A Churva is different to the case of Achsadra. Achsadra lo yichazi ladira. The etzim it's lechazi ladira. Because all of the walls are open. So it's not chazi ladira. So even though we said from one gag to another gag is a problem, because there's dira in lamata, and therefore there's dira in lamala, and therefore by a gag to an Achsadra maybe not, but that's because an Achsadra is clearly not a Makam Dira because it's part Sligamri. Whereas in this case, V'churva Chazi L'dira. But a Churva is Chazi L'dira. It's dilapidated. There's some big holes. It's not so nice. But it is somewhat Chazi L'dira. So says the Gemara, V'chim Achad Chazi L'dira might give me boile. So if it's Chazi L'dira, so fight towards your child. Then it's like two gagas. And two gagas, the Rabban and Aser, so a gag and a Churva, they should answer also. To which he said, Im Tim Salemer Ka'amar. Im Tim Salemer Achsadja Le Chazi Ledira. So then a Churva, Chazi Ledira. Maybe I would say that a Churva is somewhat Chazi Ledira, in which case there would be a problem to go from gag to Churva. Oidilma, Hashtamia, Les Ba Dirin. Or perhaps we'll say, right now, practically, no one is living there right now. And if no one is living there right now, that is the reason why I can be more makel and I can go from the gag to the churva. Okay. We'll call it here.